Miracles of Today, Chapter 7, Episode of Time and Space. I am neither man nor angel. I am neither birthless nor deathless. I am neither concerned with anger, nor woe, nor pain, nor pleasure. I am boundless and sexless. I have all knowledge, understand all mysteries, contain all wisdom, and express all love. I am absolute, my son. I am he who created all. Selected. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. St. John 14:10. It may be that this episode will be difficult for the average student to understand. Time and space. Could it be understood by the student that with God all things are possible? Matthew 19:26. Time is possible to overcome. Revelation says in 10:6 that there should be time no longer. Now let there be time for whatsoever is required, and by the same token, let time be no longer when it is a barrier. Joshua 10:13 commanded the sun and moon to stand still. What wrong could there possibly be in having the elements of time and space held in abeyance until we accomplish that which may be good for us and for others? I quote a passage from The Lost Prince, which has been used to great advantage by my students and by myself. Let pass through thy mind, my son, only the image thou wouldest desire to see become a truth. Meditate only upon the wish of thy heart, seeing first that it is such as can wrong no man and is not ignoble. Then will it take earthly form and draw near to thee. My day was a full one. In the morning I had people to interview, in the afternoon a class to attend, in the evening a special group to meet with and to arrange for another class. It was to be formed in a suburb of Chicago, north of Evanston. The morning passed on into the afternoon, and I found myself at the class on the extreme south side of Chicago. The events which came about were forced, we might say, because of the interest during and after the class. I came to realize with a start that I had to meet one of my students downtown at the North Shore station at 5:05. It was after 4, and the trip on the streetcars would take over 1 hour. However, I could not get there until I started, could I? So I boarded a northbound car. An affirmation came to me, and it seemed to sing in my heart. My decree was, I am before time was, and I am after time ceases. Dismounting at the Illinois Central tracks, I asked the ticket agent when the next train was due for downtown Chicago. The exact time eludes me now, but suffice it to say that the next train would not get me there on time. What to do? Take a taxi to the main line of the road? Yes, that would do it. And suiting the action to the words, I taxied to the main line. But there again, no train was due that could possibly get me downtown before 5:20. 15 minutes late, and 5 minutes to walk, fast walking, to Adams and Wabash. At that instant, it was patent to me that I had made every effort possible. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. So I called to God, Great Presence of Life, I've done all I know how to do. Now do thou take command. Wait, said the voice, and I waited. A special train came, but did not stop. However, it was followed by another, and this one did stop, but passengers were not allowed to board. Why did it stop, if not for me, I asked. In reply, a set of doors slid open, and I entered. The conductor said, We stop for you. I laughed and went in and sat down, pondering deeply as to whether he was told by some means known only to God to stop for me or whether he was kidding me. What does it matter? I was on the train and it would get me downtown to Van Buren Street and Michigan at 5 p.m. I still had to hurry to get to the North Shore Depot and up to the train which ran on the elevated tracks. When I arrived, breathless, that train was just leaving, and I had to make another decree that I be permitted to be a passenger. God in heaven, I cried, you didn't set aside time and space for me just to let me get stranded here on the L platform? Stop that train and let me ride. The train slid to a stop. The doors opened, I entered the last coach, and found my student and friend. I assure you, my gratitude to God was great, for there indeed was a miracle. Who among my readers would say, oh, that was just a coincidence? There is no time in God, only the present, or the presence. And I was on his errand. Yes, I was on my Father's business. I use that affirmation many times after that, and I know of students who use it with marvelous results. I am before time was, and I am after time ceases.